AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Hey, I kept track of the days. It's Matt and Eric here today. Hey, Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
We got a lot to get to today. There will be dancing at the end of this show. But did you try this? You never have had split pea soup before I gave it to you yesterday. Did you try it yet or no?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was great.
Okay. A little hearty. So, because it's green.
Yeah, it isn't the most pleasant color, I guess.
It's got some color. Definitely some issues there. But, I always love it. And, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you tried it there. And, it's something. It's something nice and hearty. You get to use up the rest of your ham, which is always a nice touch. So, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I actually gave some to some other neighbors, as well. And they are, very much enjoying it. So there you go. Happy times. I have succeeded yet once again. How many Zoom calls, FaceTime calls have you been part of in the last month, would you guess, off the top of your head?
One.
One, just one. Okay. I have, via friends on the West Coast, via friends on the East Coast, family and stuff like this, I have been part of probably 40 or so.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot. And it's just, whether it's, getting together family over the holiday and or just checking in with people, especially the elderly members of my family. It's something that I've been kind of doing. But you've got to be careful how you do this. I mean, there was the one story of the woman who basically decided to go to the bathroom during her business Zoom meeting, which was not pleasant. You got to get used to this.
But she took her phone?
Yeah, I'm going to presume it's not like the iMac. Better go to the bathroom here. I'm going to be there for a while.
In my living room.
Some people, though, I don't know. Either this is brilliant or it's not. It's one of the two. North Oak City Council member Martin Long recently attended a city council meeting from his hot tub in the well-heeled northern St. Paul suburb. As can be seen in an online video recording of the city's website, about an hour into the April 9th teleconference council meeting, the camera on Long starts to move. It's apparent that he's gone outside. He sits down somewhere outside of his house, and after a few minutes, he disappears briefly and then reappears. And his polo shirt is gone for a few minutes. The small window showing Long reveals his bare shoulders. A little later, he puts his shirt back on. And then after he's recognized to speak by Mayor Greg Nelson, Long has trouble unmuting his microphone. I'm trying, he says, but my fingers are wet. I'm in the hot tub. This is your city council meeting, by the way. He holds up a pair of goggles and a toy boat. First time I've been in a council meeting when I've been in the hot tub. It's kind of cool. I would hope so. I would hope that there isn't like an active hot tub, like a Baptist church, in your city council chambers. You know?
Maybe they'll have to start working on how to divert some of the funds.
It's like, I'm here to speak to the city council about the cat ordinance. And by the way, I guess I'll just go on over to the AquaJet side of the hot tub. All righty. Hold on a second. He says that he pulls his shirt off again and then proceeds to give a brief report of some of the council members' smile long a lifetime. It's funny. It is funny. But it is also, we all have our ways of dealing with this. I mean, we all do. And in the realm of things, I don't think this is necessarily anything that needs to, the guy needs to be removed from office or anything like that of any nature. But I got to tell you the truth. Do I understand that when I talk to someone in a professional manner via Zoom that I'm going to be talking to them in their house? Yes. Do I know that their dog or their cat or their kids or their husband or their wife could come in there and start, hey, where's the spam at? I could, do I get that? Yes, 100%. Do I get the – do I feel as if that's, you know, that's just part of the world that we're living in? Yep, that is. But, you know, how do I feel if it's like an official business thing and someone would be in a hot tub or something like that? I mean, is this something that – because as Jeff was talking a little bit yesterday, I mean, we're not going to go back. I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes in American work site structure after this whole thing.
Oh, this guy's not going to want to go back.
Well, you know, to a point, I'm like, you know, could I do the radio show around time? I know microphones don't generally do good around water. I'd have to have the bubbles off. Have me in a hot tub the entire show. That would be great. No, that really would be great. But I do have the most basic semblance of professionalism. I mean, I don't have a lot of professionalism in me. For God's sakes, no. But I got enough to where I'm not going to do it from a hot tub. And like I said, I was on my city's planning and zoning committee for 4 years. You know, if something like this had ever come up, I would have never been so blithe as to get into a hot tub for it. I think to a point it is funny. I think it is a funny bit. It's a good deal. But, you know, I would hope that it's hard enough, I think, for a lot of us to focus on doing actual work from the home environment. And I don't know if necessarily, you know, here I am on the water slide. Woohoo! Is necessarily, while you talk about zoning ordinances, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily the best option. I just... Call me wacky crazy. Call me Mr. Stick in the Mud. Oh, what am I doing? Yeah, what am I doing? Of course I would. Of course I would love to be doing that. Sad news today. How much did you ever see of Brian Dennehy, the actor?
I've seen Sniper.
Sniper, okay. Phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Phenomenal actor. And actually, Patton Oswalt, on one of his comedy albums, has a great bit about Brian Dennehy. Winner of 2 Tony Awards. And late, he never went. He didn't do the Broadway to films thing. He went films to Broadway and did Death of a Salesman and A Long Day's Journey Into Night. He got 2 Tonys. One was in 1999. The second Tony was in 2003. So well after his film career had begun, he broke through in 1997 on TV, where he made at least 10 appearances on TV series, including Kojak, MASH, Lou Grant, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, Semi-Tough. From that point forward, he basically had a heavy workload. Of course, most people's first real sign of him was First Blood, the very first Rambo movie. He played the sheriff in the Washington town.
Oh, yeah.
And he played that. He had significant roles in Gorky Park, Cocoon, actually a very underrated film there by Ron Howard. One of my favorite, Silverado. Gosh, I mean, he was great as the sheriff in Silverado. I mean, really good there. And I'll say this just because this has been on so many cable TV networks, cable movie networks. FX, that one that he did with Brian Brown. You know, he did that in a sequel to that one. The first one, actually, a very good movie. Another one of my favorites, Legal Eagles, where he's actually, a second, supporting actor, really. Robert Redford, Deborah Winger were the leads in that, but he was the bad guy there, and very good movie. Many other films as well. Of course, he most known was probably the Presumed Innocent, the Harrison Ford film, and basically he was in that movie, and of course then he went to Broadway. And now he did not die of complications due to coronavirus. It was natural causes. He was 81, I believe it was, 81 years old. But a shockingly talented actor. And he could carry films. I mean, go watch FX. Go watch him chew the scenery in Silverado with the loaded cast in that. With the absolutely loaded cast in Silverado. Look at him just
chewing.
Also,
watch that again. I like the movie. But
it's Danny Glover, Klein's in that, Scott Glenn's in that. I mean, it's Kevin Costner's in that. I mean, that movie is loaded to bear with actors, and he's one of the most. He probably is. his scenes that he's in, he just chews the scenery up. I mean, just brilliant. Silverado is a very good film. And also Legal Eagles. Go try that one out. Very underrated rom-com thriller with Robert Redford and Deborah Winger. That's a 1986, I believe it was. Very good. Cocoon as well. Brian Dennehy was so good of an actor, he actually made Steve Guttenberg actually somewhat entertaining in that film. The interaction between Dennehy's character and Guttenberg was actually quite enjoyable. Ron Howard was able to get gold with that. But like I said, he did have a lead, the FX movie, and of course the Tonys later on. And I remember when Death of a Salesman came on out, they felt that he had actually done a better job than anyone else in that role prior to it. And that's saying something. That is definitely saying something. So sad news there. Okay, so it's Thursday. It's time for the grocery update. Now, I'm going to get this disclaimer here as I do because I don't – first of all, I don't want to encourage you to go to the grocery store at any specific time. I talk about this time because this is the time I go to the grocery store. I go Thursday mornings early, and that's when I go. You go when you go. All my best. Hope things are all in stock. For the most part, things were pretty good. I'll get to the meat counter in a second. But for the most part, was there anything? Yeast. You can't find yeast at all for baking bread and stuff like that, getting anything that has to rise. You can't find yeast at all. That hasn't been in for a month and a half.
That's like everyone's new hobby now, making bread.
Shockingly, I know a lot of people that are baking. Yeah, it's way especially with bread, you can kill off an hour, hour and a half of time easy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, yeast is – I'm not sure enough on the production process of yeast. I don't know if it's a case where there just wasn't that much yeast and there just isn't that much yeast, but there's usually not that much demand for yeast, so – it's all gone, or is it really, truly just a rush on the yeast? I don't know. Most of the rest of the stuff was pretty much in stock, but I did want to get to two things. One, the meat counter, first of all. I don't know if you paid attention to this jackass CEO of this pork processing plant out in South Dakota. But if you didn't hear the play-by-play of what this guy did, this is one of the largest pork producers in the nation. He produces and distributes a lot of pork that gets into the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. True conservative economics. He basically buys off the politicians of South Dakota to even when coronavirus starts to strike and starts hitting in South Dakota to basically just, turn their head, let him do his business, that, the government sticking their nose into what he's doing is wrong. That's kind of, the way I've interpreted it, the stories that I've heard coming out of this. Then comes the reality that his plant is actually, DEFCON 1 for coronavirus breakout in South Dakota. That of the 3,700 people that work at this processing plant, something like – well, and he initially – it definitely sounds like he was downplaying the numbers initially. That he was saying only 40, 50 people. The reality was it was 150. Now it's 200. I think there are well over 300 now people that work at that plant have coronavirus, have been tested positive for coronavirus. And then it became a case where the Republican conservative government could no longer just sit idly by and do nothing. So they basically went on out there and shut them down. They said, well, you have to shut down for 2 weeks. He was saying when he got wind that the government was going to do this, he tried to put out this kind of compromise. Oh, I'll shut down for 3 days and we'll clean everything really well. And this state said, no, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks and we're going to see who's getting sick here. And then we'll go from there. In what feels to me like a pity party temper tantrum thing, he then comes out to the media and says, we're going to run out of meat. I'm the head of the pork company, and we're going to run out of pork products, and it's all because of them. Now, once again, this is a guy, he did not really seem to care at any point about his employees. He doesn't. He just doesn't seem to give a rat's ass about his employees, some of whom have died. And even when the state says, my God, you are an epicenter of the pandemic breakout in South Dakota, we have to shut you down, he throws a temper tantrum. He's like, no, get those people back in here. I would like to know what this guy really thinks is more valuable, a side of pork or a human life. Because get the real feeling from this guy, Smithfield, I think it is, Kenneth something. I get the real impression from this guy that the pork product is the only thing that matters to him. He could care less. He knows he can chew up and spit out, probably into graves, his employees, and he just doesn't care. And I am like, at what point do you hear hundreds of your own employees are sick and not say, you know what, maybe we should shut down for a little bit?
Oh, I'm sure he was making his employees still come in, knowing they were sick. If he has hundreds of people sick with the coronavirus?
There's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that, I mean, just, I don't care if you got a sniffle. Get in here. Get in here. Those pork chops aren't going to make themselves. You're not gonna get bacon out on its own. You got to come in here. You think those people are getting hazard pay? You think any of those people are getting good benefits pay? Nope. They were, and once again, people that have worked at this plant have died because of this. I mean, that is conservative media in its entirety. So because of this, you go into the grocery store, and yeah, there had been a run on the meat products. Now, a lot of beef was still in stock, and there were pork chops, I would say this, but there was a lot of, especially the chicken was all gone for the most part. And when I saw it there, now it could be different right now. They're bringing out pallets full of product to put on the shelves. Don't know if that was, you know, new chickens or what, but part of me feels like there should be charges pressed against this guy, the CEO, if he's trying to make a panic, make a run, make people hoard meat products so that basically we're losing. I mean, part of me feels as if there should be some punishment to that.
I think there should be punishment for him, you know, forcing his workers to continue working. Yeah, knowing, well, it's a deadly disease.
Yeah, you know, nowadays the conservatives, look at them, look at those poor people. Those, you know, and let's call it what it is. Those Latinos that he's got working there. Look at him, he's working him to death. Isn't he American? Love that guy.
Job producer.
They should be grateful that they died working for him. If this is 1880s, I haven't seen it again. Here's the other thing that happened in the grocery store today, which I thought was kind of, it was funny. Now, like a lot of grocery stores, my grocery store has put in precautions that basically 6 feet between carts, okay? They only allowed, now this is a cash register where there was two lanes that used to go down. They could check some person out. They could bag their groceries, go to the other side. They shut that down to where only so basically as your groceries are getting rung up, you have to bag your groceries because, you know, they won't start ringing anyone else up until you've cleared that line. So I had a cart full of groceries. A woman came in, elderly woman, I'm going to guess at least 75, comes on in with like five things, and I'm still bagging up groceries, and this woman comes on down. Now, I'm wearing a face mask. I got my face mask on, and, you know, I'm obeying all the social distancing. Here she comes in right behind me. I'm saying she is standing, you know, 3 inches behind me. And she's getting her bags, and she's like this. And I look at the cash register, and he just rolls his eyes, and I said, I know. I said, lady, okay, and people, I understand. It might be a minor inconvenience that you have to wait another additional minute or two in a grocery line. I'm not in the high-risk category. I'm concerned. There are plenty of people my age who have died. But I am not in the high-risk category. In the state of Minnesota, most of the people who have died have been the elderly. I am trying to do this to make sure your ass does not die. For God's sakes, don't sit there and be so ignorant and so selfish that you don't realize that the people are trying to help you. You're basically getting in the way of, okay? Please. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we do return, the Minnesota update, plus a lot of other things to get to as well, and some dancing. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hackers, ransomware, security breaches. As I speak, cyber criminals are stepping up their attacks on businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark. Rimark has the expertise and experience necessary to navigate your company to safe water. We launch our process with a network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. And it's free. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment today.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and to they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, this is Mark Bython with Rudy Luther Toyota in Golden Valley. Rudy Luther Toyota remains open to support other essential services, such as medical workers, first responders, and countless others. You can rely on us to take care of vehicle repairs or replacements. We can pick up and deliver your car to keep it going, and you can handle your purchase transaction, mostly online and by phone, to make it easier and safer for you. We are diligent with sanitizing the dealership and your vehicle, and we are 6 feet apart. Please let us know how Rudy Luther Toyota can help at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style. Look, we're all working from home right now, and chances are you've become aware of the importance of a decent office chair. Well, I'd like to offer you a means of helping a local business while making working from home a lot more pleasant. How about considering the X Chair? We can ship the X Chair directly to your home. Now, I wish I could have you into Habitation to try it out, but that's not an option. So I'm encouraging you to visit xchair.com to have a look. But once you do, please give Habitation a call to place your order. Doing so ensures that you're supporting a local business at a time that we really need your help. And I'll tell you what, when you place your order by phone with Habitation, we'll discount the chairs an extra 10% off the lowest price on the X Chair website. So do your back, neck, and butt a favor and take a look at X Chair at xchair.com. Then call Habitation at 952-426-3548. That's 952-426-3548. 3548.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Let's run the Minnesota and Wisconsin update here. Minnesota is joining six other Midwestern states to collaborate as they reopen their economies and scale back from stay-at-home orders and social distancing measures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Walz issued a joint statement on Thursday with governors from Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky on a new partnership which mimics approaches announced by states in the Northeast and along the Pacific Coast. Our number one priority when analyzing when the best to reopen the economy is health and safety of our citizens, the governor said in the statement. We'll make decisions based on facts, science, and recommendations from experts in healthcare, business, labor, and education. That sounds like a good idea. The governor said they would make decisions based on their ability to trace and track the spread of coronavirus causing the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the capabilities of their state's healthcare systems. They would also be assessing the ability of employees to maintain social distancing practices once workers return. COVID-19 is now lab confirmed in 1,912 people in Minnesota, has caused 94 deaths, according to Minnesota Department of Health. That has been based on limited testing results due to global shortages of everything from cotton swabs to chemical reagents. So far in Minnesota, there have been 41,675 diagnostic tests. Not in a state, by the way, 41,000. Well, that's a lot. Well, a state of 5.5 million. 9,745 performed in the state's public health labs and 31,930 by Mayo and other private labs, phasing in sectors of our economy most effective. This is what I have heard from multiple people who talk about when you reopen your state. When you can effectively test the majority of people within your state within a reasonable window, then you can move forward. But until that time, you can't just open the doors and hope people don't have coronavirus. I mean, that's how we've gotten into this mess in the first place. I'll get to that here in just a second because, yep, there are some idiots out there. Governor Tony Evers in Wisconsin on Wednesday extended Wisconsin's safer-at-home order that was originally slated to expire next week for another month, keeping non-essential businesses closed until May 26 to slow the spread of coronavirus. Schools will be closed the remainder of the academic year under the order. News of the extension comes amid growing criticism from conservatives who are pushing Evers and governors in other states to loosen restrictions for more quickly reopened states. Opponents of the order plan to rally at the state capitol on April 24th, the end of the original order. So, yeah, and watch them go on out there. I mean, God, if it's like the idiots yesterday in Michigan and Ohio, just, you know, in a large, like they're at a freaking Eagles concert. Well, I want to be careful here. It clearly wasn't that many people. They make it seem like, oh, a ton of people were here. No, a few thousand In Michigan, it's a state of, what, 10 million people? I think Ohio's 11 million people. Ohio looked like they had even less, like a few hundred. But what are they doing? They're all hanging around each other. And by the way, proof once again that, you know, a small group of Republicans can show up to any event and have a protest, and the media falls all over themselves to show outrage in America. But, you know, 10 times as many Democrats or liberals show up for a protest, and it's like, well, maybe if we could cover it in the Monday edition in the back, maybe. Let's get some calls in. Why not? Wendy is in Minneapolis. She wanted to chime in on pigs. Welcome on in, Wendy.
Hi, Matt. Listen to your show every day. Love it.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say regarding Smithfield pork, I mean, if there's thousands of employees, it's probably a factory farm. Pigs are treated horrendously, and it pollutes the environment, and it just the way they treat their employees, I mean, it's all the same. It's all connected. It's the same mentality. Not a surprise.
Well, it's Wendy, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. I think you really see the extent of this. The worker is no longer a human being to these people. The working class is no longer a human being. It just isn't. And they don't care. They don't care. That person dies. They don't care. They've written rules which basically say that they can demand the person show up for work, and then they have zero culpability if that person dies due to their negligence. That's the rules. Thanks, conservatives. That is the way things have happened. But I will say that it's just, it is disturbing. I honestly do feel as if that guy should be charged with crime. I mean, the minute he came on out and said, "You're going to run out of meat, so you better go get meat now. We're not going to have any meat left in this country." I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I took that as him trying to incite. He was trying to basically make a rush on the meat departments of America so that there would be a demand for his product so he could say, "See, those sick people need to get back in their job and work." That's what his whole argument was going to be. That's how I interpreted it. Like I said, I think that guy should be facing some charges personally. 952-946-6205. A few things here really quick before we get into the break. Now, once again, you hear me talk about dancing, and we've been playing some happier dance music at the end of each show. If you want to see me dance, and I mean really, you know, you thought the color of split pea soup was disturbing. Well, wait till you see me dancing. That happens on the live stream. You can see me do this. Go to AM 950 Radio on Facebook. Go as well to the Matt McNeil Show Progressive Citizen X on Facebook. We stream it in both places. It's a feast for your eyes. Also, we want to say thank you to everyone out there who has so far stepped up and become a member of AM 950. We really do appreciate it. It is vitally important we keep this radio station on the air in 2020 because of the election and, of course, the amount of issues that we're talking about. You know, you hear me talk. I mean, do you hear anyone else on the media airwaves talking about this stuff? No. No one really talks from a progressive angle, from a Democratic angle in the media. They just don't, not locally. And so here we are, and we try our best to make sure that you're getting the national stuff, you get the local stuff. You know, it's this coronavirus downturn has hurt a lot of businesses. And a lot of our sponsors, if you can help them out, please do. Yeah, we appreciate you helping us out. Now, if you would like more information on how to become a sponsor, go to our webpage, am950radio.com, am950radio.com. There's a membership click there. Click on that. You'll get all the info that you need. And thank you. From me personally, Matt McNeil, I want to just thank you. No, really, thank you. We really do appreciate it because we're fighting the good fight, and you know, we want to keep doing that, all right? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we come on back, there's going to be a protest in Minnesota. I've got the details. We'll talk about it when we do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, here for everyone.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz here. I know the past few weeks have been incredibly difficult and disruptive. We're facing an unprecedented challenge in the COVID-19 virus. I want you to know that the state of Minnesota is putting every resource into this fight. We're being thoughtful and collaborative both inside and outside of government to keep Minnesotans safe. What I need from each of you is continue to do what you've been doing so well. Stay home when you can, especially when you're sick. Follow those rules. Wash your hands. Cover your cough. Don't touch your face. They're not just things to repeat. They actually save lives. If you need more information, please go to the Minnesota Department of Health website and use the hashtag StayHomeMN. Minnesotans, we've been through challenging times before. This will press us, but we will get through it. We'll do it by the basic decency, by caring for our neighbors, and following the rules that keep us all safe. We'll get through this together, Minnesota, and come out stronger on the other side. Thanks for your cooperation.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Speaking of helping out our advertisers here, of course, eatlocalminnesota.com. Most of those restaurants, well, all those restaurants, they've kind of been shut down. Now, they have a few of them do have to-go order options or a curbside pickup. If you can help out, if you're looking for some good food tonight, there you go. We got Cafe Latte over St. Paul. Hello, St. Paul. Cafe Latte, stop on by. They got to-go orders there. Great Wall. How about some great soups? It's been cool out there. Enjoy the soups over at Great Wall on basically 44th and France in Edina, Minneapolis, right on the border there. You also have Nightingale downtown on the south side of Minneapolis, down on the just south of the downtown, as well. Also, Mitchell Hazel's Northeast, which, by the way, their breakfast. If you can get breakfast to go, go get breakfast to go. Up on the northeast side, there, the good stuff, and of course Park Tavern, St. Louis Park. Stop on by out there; they've got their curbside to go, and they're just delicious food too. Very good. If you can stop by, help out these restaurants. Buy a gift card too, and save that gift card for when they're back open. Help them get through this. It's tough. It is tough. So if you can, please do. 952-946-6205. Let's go to Dawn in Minneapolis. Let's get her in before I get to the stories. Hi, Dawn.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
So I was expecting a check for $1,200, and I only got $269. So I'm wondering, how can I find out where the rest of that money went?
I've not heard about that. Are you sure it's the right check? Are you not? It's like, are you sure it's not like your tax return?
No, I have not filed.
Could you have had wages garnished?
No.
Or something?
All right. I'm not sure. That's actually a really good question. My guess would be contact. Oh boy, maybe. Someone in the state, who would I think at the state level? Because I know this, dialing in a federal number right now is a nightmare.
Keith Ellison? I have no idea.
Keith Ellison's mom's passed away, so I don't know if the attorney general's office. I mean, that's to take action against something. I almost wonder if, like, Secretary of State or maybe the auditor's office might be able to help out. We're just, you know, and maybe try even the governor's office. They might be able to at least drive you and just say, I know I might not be talking to the right person, but is there someone in the state that can help me maybe understand this a little bit better? That might be a good thing. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
My best. And thanks, Dawn. I don't know. I can say this. I mean, just from the small business people I know that try to get in touch with the federal government on the small business loan program. Yeah, that didn't go over too well. That was a little rough. A lot of people are receiving some sort of stimulus right now. American workers filed $5.2 million in initial unemployment insurance claims in the week of ending April 11th, according to a new data from the Department of Labor. Continuing a stunning rate of new unemployment claims, there have been 22 million initial unemployment claims over the past 4 weeks, a breathtaking rate of job loss never before seen in American history. The new data adjusts our real-time unemployment estimate up to 17.9% unemployment, 17.9% through April 11th. The previous estimate was 14.7% through April 4th. The Federal CARES Act, signed into law May 27th, expanded unemployment insurance eligibility and made benefits more generous. Newly eligible groups include self-employed and gig economy workers. In addition, the federal portion of the unemployment benefit was increased to more generous $600 per week. So, yeah, it's there's a the unemployment rate's at 17.9%. That is an astonishing number, and I understand that this, you know, people are going to look and say, oh, well, you know, it's you know, what are you going to do? It's coronavirus. Well, it's, yeah. I will say this. Do not trust the stock market to tell you what's going on. The stock market gets this. We have 17% unemployment, and I guarantee you, even if we reopen today, half those people's jobs probably will not exist. The restaurants and the businesses that they were in will probably not be able to sustain reopening again. And even if they did, I mean, are a lot of people going to go back out right away? I know, I got to be honest with you. I mean, if they reopened everything tomorrow, I don't think I'd be too, I mean, I might get to-go orders. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't know how this is going to come back. Stock market was up 33 points today. Don't tell me that they're not manipulating the living daylights out of this. Rich is in Lakeville. He wanted to chime in. Welcome on in, Rich.
Matt, how you doing?
All right, sir.
You know, all these politicians, starting with the Trump family, right on down to the locals, governors in some of these states that are trying to reopen, get people back to work sooner than they should, really should. One thing I can't think would stop them in their tracks, I'd love to see Trump and his wife standing at a meat processing plant, you know, saying hello to all the workers as they file in, and his daughter and Jared at another plant, and Don and Eric at another one, and these local governors at plants all around, or restaurants.
Well, and,
you know, saying,
and Rich, if I can step in here, because, I mean, you bring up an interesting point. When you hear these people scream about, you need to reopen business, let's not mistake, those people are not going to go back to work. Oh, my job wants me to work from home. So I'm, and my wife, she doesn't really need to go to the office anyway. And my kids, we're going to just do distance learning. We're going to stay home. Everyone else needs to go back to work. That's what a lot of this is. That is what a lot of it is. It's Trump Republicans demanding the liberals and the Democrats, you lazy people, get back to work. We're going to stay at home, hunker down. And you guys get back to work and save the economy. I mean, that's really what this is. And we have not had our protest here, but oh, kids, what are you doing between noon and three tomorrow? Well, I've got one for you. We've done pretty well here. I'm reading off the City Pages article on this. But are we really flattening the curve, as you'll hear from scientists and public health experts, or are we just stepping on the American flag, as you hear from several people with Facebook accounts? Under an event page titled Liberate Minnesota, conservatives are organizing a rally outside the governor's mansion to demand Governor Walz and our state legislators end this lockdown. Not for me. No, I'll stay at home. I got my sanitation. I got, you know, a whole room full of toilet paper. No, not me. You know, the rest of everyone. Everyone else can. All right, but not me. I'm adding that little paraphrase. I don't think that's in there. The protest is scheduled for Friday at noon. Mirrors similar public demonstrations held in North Carolina, Kentucky, and in Michigan. And then once again, this is going to be at the governor's mansion. Like Minnesota, those states happen to have Democratic governors, although the Liberate Minnesota page has a more pointed label for Walls, the former social studies teacher and football coach who served 24 years of the National Guard. The fact is our freedoms and economy are full-blown attack by a radical anti-American governor. So I want to make sure, let's just talk about the stupidity of these asses right now. A 24-year veteran of the National Guard, and they're calling him anti-American. There you go. Right there. Remember how they say, we support the troops? Remember how conservatives yell, we love the soldier, we love the troops? No, they don't. Governor Walz is one of the smartest, bravest, nicest guys I have ever met in my life. I salute him every day because of his service. That is just... You do not dismiss that. And you, this whole anti, I get it. You love your AON, OAN, or whatever it is. You love your Fox. You love your talking points. Get those liberals. Get them. Get them. Get those liberals. That's you guys. But come on. You're a 24-year veteran of the U.S. National Guard, and you basically are calling him anti-American. We must act quickly if we are going to save Minnesota. The rally page asserts Walz has not ordered a stay-at-home order amongst those to save lives, but is instead attempting to launch a full-blown attack on the citizens of Minnesota to strip away and annihilate the freedoms that we enjoy. Really? No, seriously. Really? Are you really that stupid? No, actually, you want to know the truth? They're not. They're writing all this to try to get the stupids angry. This is a marketing ploy to the stupid, and so they're using those Pavlov's dog bell things to kind of get the stupids salivating. Organizers would rather take cues from Donald Trump, who they write has been very clear that we must get America back to work very quickly, or the cure for this terrible disease may be the worst option. By the way, if you do go to Liberate Minnesota page, if you have a pre-existing condition triggered by exclamation points, you might want to avoid. I'm just going to let you know there. Among the event hosts are Don Hizgara, former candidate from the Minnesota Senate from Anoka, Michelle Even, an activist who is afraid of Muslims and social service, and Marnie Hockenberg. You know, you can't help stupid. You can't, especially purposely ignorant. I was talking to someone about Fox News and the rise of Fox News and why Fox News, moved forward. And I said it was because what Fox News, I underestimated the amount of people who never really wanted the news. They just wanted their opinion validated. And so you have people who do not – and once again, the people behind this, they're not going to go back to work. They're not going to go into their office. Their wives are not – they're not going to go volunteer down at the hospital. They're not going to send their kids into a school environment. No. This is about getting other people to demand it. I can't really do this. I mean, this is about getting the stupids out there. And that's the point. So, I kind of put some thought here to this about how we could kind of greet these guys from noon until 3 over at the governor's mansion on Friday as this. Now, I want to be very, very, very clear about one thing here before I get to my idea. If you truly are sick, if you are not feeling well, for God's sakes, do not go out there. Do not go out there. The difference between me and these clowns is that these clowns don't really care if you live or die. They don't. They just do not care if you live or die. Proof positive by the idea that we should basically make as many people as sick as possible, as fast as possible, have a massive die-off and end up costing a few hundred thousand lives in Minnesota alone. That this entire narrative, once again, that's not just my opinion. That's these medical and scientific professionals who have all said that this would be a nightmare scenario if you did this. They don't want you to live. They don't care. They know that just like the pork producing plant out there, they didn't care about their employees. It was more about getting the product out. That was the only thing that mattered. And if a few of his workers died, well, I feel sorry, but that's not going to stop me from making my product. That's the kind of mentality we're talking about here. I do not want, even though these clowns are clowns, I do not want these people to die. I do not want these people to get sick. I would love it if tomorrow all of us were healthy and guess what? We were open to everything. That'd be great. The reality is we're not even close to being where we probably need to be on lockdown to where in 2 to 3 months we could possibly come out of this, let alone going through what we're doing with this, you know, kind of light stay-at-home option. Needless to say, if you are sick, don't go. Do not go. Now, that being said, if you are healthy, how good are you at fake coughing? So, follow my game plan here, okay? Put on your most Trump-esque outfit you've got, all right? Go on out there. And you go, hey, Billy Bob, my name is... right into your hand. All right. Hey, let me shake your hand there, all right? Right in their face. Just right to the looks of shock and anger and horror of these individuals. Can we get enough fake coughers to show up out there? That would be magnificent. That would be... Mwah. These people are... are met with a large crowd of people, only fake coughers. If you are truly sick, I want you staying home. Stay home. But if you're not sick, and I'm not saying that you should need to violate social distancing. I'm not saying that you need to not go out there without a mask. I'm not saying that. You can do that all, but just be coughing a lot and make these idiots sort of start... the gears in their rusty old minds start to, the cobwebs and the dust start to shake off and, hey, that guy sounds like he's sick. Maybe we shouldn't be all out here together like it's an old country buffet line. Maybe we should go home. So, just a suggestion. From noon until 3 at the governor's mansion, practice safe social distancing. But if you can fake cough, have I got a fun activity for you. And videotape the entire thing. Seriously, videotape the entire thing. And just have a good time, kids. We even have to save the idiots from themselves. Let's run these really quick here. Steve is in Minneapolis. Steve, welcome on into the show.
Hi, nice riff.
yeah, okay.
Okay, so, I've been going to work through all of this because I'm deemed essential. I'm only going to dodge the bullet for so long. But I want you to know, excuse me, that fake cough caused a real one. You do not dance alone, sir.
Well, thank you, Steve.
And... I'm in my kitchen every day, and the only harsh one was when you guys played Purple Rain, which involved my wife and I dancing and crying in the kitchen.
Well, that was, of course, for the 50th anniversary of First Avenue. We did that in the 5 o'clock hour. Steve, thank you very much, and all my best. Thank you very much for the dancing on there. Once again, if you want to watch it, go to Facebook and go to AM 950 Radio or Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show. Brad is in Robbinsdale. You get the final word before the dancing. Welcome on in, Brad.
Okay, sounds like fun, Matt. I hope the St. Paul Police and State Patrol manage traffic so these bozos have to walk.
Well, it's most of them I don't think have got a very good physical fitness regime. I've seen the photos. Oh, God, that one from Ohio. That photo I posted from Ohio yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Holy God, I thought it was a still from a movie about zombies. I seriously did.
They're just all packed up against the door.
White, pale, screaming brains. I mean, it was wow. All right, let's take a break. When we come on back, dancing time, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz here. We're in an unprecedented battle against the COVID-19 virus. The state of Minnesota is doing everything possible to keep you safe, but we need your help. We need you to stay home, flatten the curve on COVID. Let's get through this thing together.
Make the most of your time at home with a new gas, pellet, or charcoal grill during Warner Stellion's Grill Expo. Get the lowest prices of the year online, by phone, or in-store. Then enjoy free assembly, contact-free delivery, and free haul away only at Warner Stellion.
Hi, this is Paul Mesa inviting you to listen to a great new uplifting episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour with one of the greatest musicians in Minneapolis. We feature the great Molly Mayer, guitar player, singer, songwriter, all-around wonderful lady that's got a new record out called Follow. We're going to play four tracks off that and then talk about Molly's view of the world, art, and all things in between. Wall of Power Radio Hour this Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Reminder, if you are sick, I do not want you to go out to this rally tomorrow, but if you can fake cough, go find these conservative clowns and make them realize really what they're protesting, okay? Just if you can fake cough and you have a few hours between 11 and 3 tomorrow, Friday at the Governor's Mansion. All right. We like to lighten the mood a little bit. It's a very dark, heavy time right now, so we've gotten to dancing. I believe we got Tommy Sparks here. She's Got Me Dancing is going to take us out today. Have a wonderful rest of your day today. We are back for a Friday edition of the show. Until then, see ya.